energy in your world changed today? You felt it. It will change consistently now and constantly. It is no concern of yours. There will be many changes in your world, in what you call time. Your only goal is to understand yourself. This is the key to your understanding of everything. Because we are all connected. By understanding yourself, you will understand all. The moment is all that is important. But the moment can be changed. The moment of everything, every action, every emotion, all of time is only a moment. The source will guide you always. Without this direction, you are lost. We too. Loss. You must feel the love from the source as much as you possibly can. You must see it in everything, in everyone, in every living thing, in everything you created. You must look within the structure to see the source. You have a good understanding of DNA, of science. You have enough to understand, to see, to know. I keep telling you, it is simple. It is not complicated, and I know you feel it is complicated when you are living outside of this channel. The frequency between us and you has to be pure. Again, there is a defined pureness. It has to be defined. Otherwise, it can be contaminated. It is made up of vibrations. You can raise the vibration of your machine, your body. You can also prevent your mind interfering with your consciousness. Your soul, your words. All the physical creations out there are formed from energy. That includes you. When you raise your vibrational energy, you raise your awareness of this. Again, it is simple. practice, it is difficult. You merely need to understand yourself as a form of energy to understand everything. Energy from the source, clear, pure. Creation of life and physical matter comes from the source. It is technology. It is God's technology. Your words, God, the source. You choose to be whatever you wish to be, wherever you wish to be. When you wish to be. But at the same time, you are connected to all energy forms. It is a sequence. Although your science would not say this, they would say it was erratic. It is not. It is formed specifically and very precisely. It is a natural occurrence. Your emotional capacity to create diversions for yourself, your mind, many different emotions. The strongest emotion is fear. You would say minus. It is not. It is a balance, a necessary balance. We do not fully understand the source ourselves. We only know the power that is created from the source. You feel it yourself as we do. You are in awe of this energy. You are drawn to it like a moth to a flame, always. This is your life. You are a part of this energy, as we all are, as every living thing is, as every creation is, as every physical creation is, as every mental thought is. It is the same thing. Although we know we must join the source, we are like you. We have not. But we are metaphysical. We are not physical. Our journey is the same. Just because we understand the technology doesn't mean we understand the source. We, like you, want to learn more. We want to advance. The cycle never ends. Life can be created, physical life can be created in any form. By you. By us. Which makes it irrelevant. journey is one moment. I know you cannot understand one moment, but you will. Infinity is one moment. Eternal, lasting. I have given you so much information, and yet you think it is too simple. That is because of your conditioning. You yearn for complication. You crave for data, information. As a species, you never stop craving for data and information. Data and information is useless without wisdom. You cannot apply. They go hand in hand together. Data on its own has no meaning. It is futile. It is merely a tool to create wisdom. Data. The human species has a yearning for so much information. Creating highly technological, biologically technological machinery to entrap itself within its own creation. Really, the answer does not lie within the creation of the human species. It lies within the consciousness of self. This is pure. This is a pure emotion of thought. This is the source, the love of the source, all encompassing. I would prefer not to give you detail, but I can if you wish. It is totally unnecessary. Names. You give everything names. It is an emotion. I told you before, you build a story around it, you entrap yourself within it. It is totally unnecessary. This is what you do, this is what your mind does, your ego. If I give you the information, what will you do with it? You will set out or attempt to prove I exist. Why would you do that? You know I exist. I am the same as you. Once you've proven this, what you do with that information? There's nothing. There's nothing you can do. You already know. So what is the purpose? Would it satisfy your intrigue? Would this work? No, it would not. satisfy your thirst for wisdom. No, it would not. You are receiving wisdom. There's no necessity to confuse you. It is clear. This information will be useful to someone. They will find you. Remember, like attracts like. Opposites repel. A simple force of a magnet tells you this. This is energy. This is electromagnetic field. You are changing. You understand more. There's much, much more to understand. To know. You are never going to be isolated when you can feel the source. You felt the source all of your lives, both of you. You feel isolated, you make yourself feel isolated. It is your ego, it is your mind. You will never be isolated. It is impossible. Isolated from what you treasure the most, the source. It will never occur. We never leave you. We are a part of you. The human form is incredibly spiritual, in your words. It has no cutoff. It has no stop in its relentless journey to understand the source. Not all are like this. Not all physical creations are like this. Is relentless in its journey to understand. When you become aware, there is no stop. It is impossible. No going back. Is also impossible. I know you have tested this many times. So yes, the human form is special within what you call the universe. This we do know. But it is still the same. We do not know that it is special to the source. We do not separate the source. We are one of the same, part of. But we do know the human consciousness, and we do know it thrives to be nearer to the source. This is our interest in the human form, consciousness. We consider it to be faith. Relentless, blind, nevertheless, tremendous energy forging forward all the time. This is how we can see it. Many species are not the same as this. Controlled by their own minds, their own egos. They are stayed, they are fixed. The human form keeps going. You would say you chose this form in desperation to understand. Desperation is not the correct word to use. You chose this form to understand. It is simple. Energy created by the human form is immense. In the face of adversity, your words, it is non-stop forward. No matter how they feel, they keep surging forward. You keep surging forward. You cannot destroy the energy from the source. It is impossible. And you have it within. As all things do. It is deeply hidden among many, so far deep, they cannot see it. But not you. You have to relax. Remember, fear is your created illusion. Nothing to